What's the best time of day to exercise? Let's find out. Welcome to 9 Minutes to Better Health, a podcast series that breaks down real science for you to use in your daily life. G'day, I'm Dr. Nick Fuller. I'm an obesity expert from the University of Sydney and RPA Hospital. The truth about obesity is it's a multifaceted problem. And on 9 Minutes to Better Health, I arm you with the science that you can use every day to answer important questions. Each podcast, I will tackle the latest research on interesting health and wellness subjects. I'll chat about topics like, will coffee speed up my metabolism and help me burn more fat? What fruit should I eat? And does mealtime matter? Is it okay to skip breakfast? And should I be eating dinner before 6 p.m? Which is a podcast we tackled in last week's chat, so make sure to go back and listen. But let's get to today's chat. What's the best time of day to exercise? Firstly, I want to emphasize this. Regardless of when you exercise or work out, there are many health benefits, and I emphasize healthy, from moving regularly, like improving your heart health, getting stronger, and improving your endurance. 1 in 10 deaths worldwide are attributable to physical inactivity. We're simply not moving enough, and it's a large part of the reason for the bulging waistlines we see today. The ability to walk on two legs is one of the earliest defining human traits, and evolved around 6 million years ago. Movement was needed to survive. But evolution has seen humans transition from a nomadic lifestyle, hunting for food, with a body designed for walking long distances, to a sedentary lifestyle sitting in front of screens. Which brings me to the stats. Very few of us are meeting the measly 2.5 hours of activity per week, or 30 minutes of moderate activity 5 days per week, recommended to keep healthy. It's something that 2 in 3 people don't do. Even fewer people do the recommended additional 2 days per week of muscle strengthening exercises. Something that will, even when executed in the convenience of your own home, reduce your chances of dying prematurely by a whopping 20%. To compound the issue even more, our muscle mass naturally declines at around 40 years, and this decline accelerates at age 50, a process known as sarcopenia. Exercise actively protects and builds up your lean muscle mass and prevents this process from occurring. Neglecting physical activity will only result in a decrease in muscle mass, and consequently, our bodies begin to require fewer calories, our metabolism slow, and the lost muscle will be replaced by fat. Simply put, the amount of muscle mass we have is the primary determinant of metabolic rate, so we need to hold on to it, and exercise is the key to this. So this is why exercise or physical activity is one of the most important topics I've discussed on this podcast to date. This chat will see you get off the couch and leave you with some tips on the best exercise for weight loss. So what is the best time of day to exercise? The brief answer is quite simply when you're going to do it. And for many, this is first thing in the morning, so it's out of the way and done. But from a physiological point of view, the research shows that late afternoon to early evening is best. You're more likely to work out harder and therefore reap more benefits. Let's do a deep dive into the literature to find out why that's the case. Almost all physiological and biochemical processes within the human body follow a circadian rhythm. And the term circadian comes from the Latin phrase circadium, which means around a day. So think of it like this. Circadian rhythms are 24-hour cycles that are part of the body's internal clock, running in the background to carry out essential functions and processes. These circadian rhythms are connected to what we term a master clock, which is a very clever part of the brain called the hypothalamus. One of the most important and well-known circadian rhythms most of you will be aware of is the sleep-wake cycle. When it's daytime, the hypothalamus sends signals to generate alertness, and as night falls, this master clock generates melatonin, a hormone that promotes sleep. So just like this example, there is also a distinct circadian rhythm during exercise. Research shows that peak performances occur in the late afternoon to early evening due to the physiological change in temperature that occurs within the body at this time. This is the time of peak core body temperature. So even though our body temperature is very tightly regulated, it does vary during the day by about 0.5 degrees Celsius or 0.9 degrees Fahrenheit, with lower temperatures in the morning and higher temperatures in the late afternoon and evening. And it's this increase in core body temperature that is found to increase energy metabolism, improve muscle contraction, and facilitate a process known as actin-myosin cross-bridging, all of these processes allowing for extra strength and power output. In addition, hormones in the body such as testosterone and cortisol also display a clear circadian rhythm, which can have an effect on performance. This is because cortisol levels are lower in the late afternoon, which results in less muscle breakdown and more muscle building. So these physiological changes that take place in the body allow us to put in that little extra effort and consequently see better gains in performance in the late afternoon and early evening, specifically 4 to 6 p.m. So that's the science. Now to my advice. Firstly, if you haven't been exercising for a while, start gradual. Incorporate some brisk 10-minute walks and build it up over time. And if it's weight loss you're looking for, don't get disheartened if you don't see the scales budging. Statistically speaking, you're likely to fall in that 70% of the population who don't even do the recommended 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day for heart health. However, even if you're not losing weight, your body is still benefiting from the exercise. To exercise to lose weight, you have to do more than the moderate 2.5 hours a week to stay alive and healthy. Two, if you're a morning person and prefer to get exercise done first thing in the morning, then great. I'm not telling you to change your routine based on the circadian rhythm. In fact, getting exercise done first thing in the morning can set you up for a day of success. You're more likely to feel energized throughout the day and know that if your day gets busy, exercise won't have been neglected. But if it is practical to do so, give the late afternoon, early evening a go and see if you notice any difference in output. Thirdly, to get you moving every day, you need to view exercise as a medicine. Physical activity activates the brain's pleasure circuit. Just like cigarettes, alcohol or food, exercise too can become a substitute for addiction. Exercise will boost your serotonin levels, consequently improving your mood and social functioning, and help you make healthier food choices. Better still, it will prevent impulsive food choices. So what I'm telling you is that if you can get your exercise routine into gear, everything else will fall into place. You will learn to love exercise and look forward to it each and every day. Exercise doesn't have to follow strict routines. Anything that gets you moving is just fine. Lastly, the type of exercise for weight loss is one you're going to sustain, not the strict militant exercise program that you will follow for 4 to 6 weeks, get injured and bored, and then go back to your old ways. Incorporate activities that are sustainable and that you enjoy. For example, I love running. I love the feeling of running fast on the grass and the satisfaction that comes with it, and consequently look forward to exercising every day. Swimming is also a great form of exercise, both aerobic and strength benefits, and also low impact. But I personally don't like it, so guess what? I don't do it. It's not for me. And when it comes to your weight loss goals, you need to mix up what you're doing. Just like an athlete, if you give them the same program week in, week out, their performance plateaus. The same can be said for weight loss. Your body gets used to the same exercise program and weight loss plateaus. You must mix up what you do, and you must mix up the intensities of the activities you do. The take-home message: exercise when it suits you. It doesn't matter when you do it. All that matters is you do it. And you need to do a minimum of 30 minutes of huffing and puffing activity every day. For more help and live exercise workouts you can follow in the comfort of your own home, make sure to check out the show notes. That's all for today. So please give us a like and share with others if you're enjoying the content, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated. The information provided in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It does not substitute professional medical advice or consultations with healthcare professionals.